Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, as Singaporean businesses continue to navigate restrictions caused by the circuit breaker measures, new research released from Qualtrics outlines the biggest drivers of brand trust in this new reality and how consumers want to be engaged with. Findings from the study provide a framework helping brands build and keep trust and confidence at this uncertain time through effective and meaningful actions. With lockdown measures continuing to impact how brands position themselves in the market, the study revealed more than 80% of people believe it's important for brands to take care of their employees and customers and to not take advantage of the crisis to maximize profits. We're chatting with Lisa Khatri, who's brand experience and research lead for Qualtrics in APJ. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So talk to us about some of the findings of import. Were they surprising or not to you and the implications of them, Lisa?
You know, it's funny, I'm a big fan of making sure we're getting feedback from the market, and you never really quite know what the results are going to come in like. And for me, I think what was interesting and sort of something I expected but didn't expect at such a high level was that really customers in the market are looking at brands and they're looking at organizations in a really important way to go drive trust and preference for those brands. And, you know, one of the findings that I find quite interesting is that we had 2/3 of Singaporeans say that, you know, what an organization does really impacts the amount of trust they have for them.
Does in terms of what though, Lisa?
Well, so it was interesting when we kind of drilled into that. It's really important for organizations to show that they're taking care of their employees. So what are they doing in terms of making sure that they're safe and taken care of in terms of both, you know, retention and expansion and wherever else they might be doing with them. Taking care of their customers. So how are they making sure they're taking care of those? And interestingly, you know, they want to make sure that organizations really aren't taking advantage during this time. So, you know, price sensitivity is important and there are certain organizations that still exist. And so they want to make sure where there is still activity going on, that they're not being taken advantage of.
This has sort of come up during this time, obviously, or has this been a trend that you were seeing already?
Yeah, so it's interesting as, you know, so Qualtrics is an experience management company. We're looking at different pillars of organizations, and particularly we focus on customers, employees, brands, and products. And, you know, I would say, you know, prior to COVID, customers were kind of number one on that list. It now is kind of flipped a bit where we see employees come to the top. And, you know, customers are still important, but taking care of your employees is the number one thing that people are saying is what they're looking for.
Why do you think that is, though? And well, this is true also for businesses that say, don't sell a product online. If we talk about the immediate result of, okay, I've perceived that your company is not so nice in treating your employees, so I'm not going to buy your stuff. What if you were a company that doesn't sort of sell products online right now, as it were?
Yeah, no, it's a good question because there is this sort of ultimate brand level of trust, right, that you're conveying. And every organization has a reputation in the industry, whether it's for, you know, any kind of engagement today or in the future. And I think where, you know, what you're doing as an organization to react to COVID, whether it's needing to find employees another job or open up at different hours, or if you're having to provide, you know, extra help to the community. These are all things that people are looking for. So what are you doing to go over and above what you're currently doing in your day-to-day organization to strengthen it? So we actually work a lot with government. Government is one of the interesting areas of our business, and they're using Qualtrics as a way to get listening tools. And they're listening to all types. They're listening to the community. They're listening to the frontline workers. They're listening to potential, you know, employees or suppliers. They're listening to a whole range of different parts of the organization and then creating different actions to go improve their experiences in the best way that they can today, right? So there are limitations today and what can be done. But I guess this is where they have to get creative. And one of the things that's really critical now is this kind of speed element. Mm. And I think we've been in a situation like this where, you know, literally week to week, things change.
Let's then talk about this conundrum that brands face with regard to consumer trust. What is it exactly? And why is it a push-pull or such a dilemma for them?
when it comes to trust, it is a challenging kind of area. And I think prior to COVID, people were looking to brands to be more trustworthy. But I think in Singapore, what we've seen is that, you know, elements of product quality and safety is important. It's always been important in the Singaporean market. It's even more important around hygiene and safety today. And so the practical
applications. So that's kind of not surprising for today's situation. Yeah, exactly.
And it's interesting when we look at the organizations they talk about. One of the companies, a lot of the feedback we got was around DBS. And they referenced DBS as having done a number of things. One is announcing a hiring spree at this time. Two is accelerating the digital banking services so that everybody has access. And three, it's helping startups with getting them online. And so these are just kind of examples of how DBS has been able to go earn an elevated level of trust.
So you reckon that's something sort of everyone should do if they want to survive even at this point?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you do today will impact your brand perceptions and the way people think about you in the future.
So let's talk about then how Singaporeans want or what they want to hear when it comes to companies responding to what's happening today, the disruptions that are directly impacting them as well. And it's surprising, was it to you, to find that email was the preferred channel? What happened to the spam headaches of the early 2000s? Oh, why am I getting all sorts of emails that I don't want?
Yeah, it's funny. We asked the people, you know, what is it that, you know, how do you want to be communicated and with what messages? And personally, I was surprised that so many people, so we had over 65% of Singaporeans say they really want to hear about what organizations are doing around COVID-19 and practical things that they're interested in. So what type of tactical things do they need to know in terms of opening hours, in terms of what are they doing, in terms of how they can be safer? These are all things that people want to hear about. And email is still number one. So we had, it was actually email and a lot of other digital channels. So digital
I would
media,
imagine just on their site, the brand's site, and then I just go there to find out all the things that I want to find out. But it's email, you're saying.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both, but email was number one out of the list. So, and I guess that's the difference between push and pull, right? I don't want to have to necessarily go to your site to find out what you're doing. Just tell me what you're doing and shoot it to me in that email format. And that's email for a broad audience, right? And so we did see that the younger audiences did favor things like WhatsApp and Facebook.
Let's talk about what businesses can do then to build brand trust. And is it too late to maybe start now?
Yeah, I don't think it's too late. Not at all. I think there's an absolute, there's an opportunity for organizations to go listen to the market, listen to their employees, listen to customers, identify the things that are valued and are gaps in what they're experiencing and go fill those gaps. And so being able to go tailor marketing activity, be able to act within the business or create a new product even. You know, I think being able to leverage tools like Qualtrics to go find out what's happening and then implement actions that go drive businesses and organizations to be seen better in the market, whether it's through marketing activity or through brand messaging. These are all kind of going to be important ways that you can go change the story and the conversation happening.
I imagine, though, Lisa, it might be challenging for smaller businesses who some at this stage are just trying to keep their heads above water. So talk to us about the COVID-19 brand trust pulse, how it works and how might it benefit a smaller company?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so at Qualtrics, we recognize that not everybody is in the luxury of having the capacity to support different organizations and might be struggling quite a bit. And so we've come up with these here to help solutions that are designed. We have over 10 of them. There are a range of different use cases from customer, employee, and there is one on Brand Trust Pulse. And the purpose of this is to really identify in the market, you know, what it is that customers are looking for in terms of earning the trust in their organization, and also to prioritize actions that you can take today. And it's done at a particular category level, so you get a lot of nuance and granularity. And it's all flexible and tailorable as well. So we have pre-built solutions that you can take off the shelf for free, or you can tailor them and change and add questions that might be relevant to your industry or your particular target segment that you're interested in.
So it's tailored not, say, by size, but by industry sector, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so you can go edit that. So you can make a lot of changes so that we've designed these in a way that they have best practices in place. So they're all pre-built and easy to use, but you can edit. And one of the benefits of Qualtrics is, you know, we're always trying to be flexible and adaptable and easy to use for all our customers.
Give us an example, though, of how it might work. So let's say Howie Lim Enterprises sells baby clothes online.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a brick and mortar store in a mall, which unfortunately is closed right now. So how might I utilize COVID-19 Brand Trust Pulse from Qualtrics?
Yeah, so what you might do is you would go into Qualtrics.com, you would take a look at the survey, and there is a set of questions that go into what you're, in this case, you know, what people's experiences are in the mall. What are they doing today? How are they acquiring their products? What are they looking for when they're looking at their products? And what are they going to do in the future? And so these are all kind of structured questions within the survey. And then you can deploy that survey amongst, say, for example, they might have a list of people that have come to the store before. You can go distribute that, get feedback in real time and see what it is that people are looking for in terms of the drivers of that trust. And so what it does is helps you prioritize what messages to focus on. And so when you know what's important to people and you can tap into something that's relevant and resonates, that's where we know we have the biggest impact in terms of driving that sort of heart and head in the same direction. And so making sure that they actually deliver on that brand promise.
On a personal note, Lisa, how are you coping with this work from home situation?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the challenging things for me is I'm in a regional role, and so not traveling is great for a short amount of time, but I actually miss traveling. I look forward to when we can get on a plane again. I never thought I'd say that especially given how some of our airports are pretty packed, pretty busy. I think that's probably one of my challenges because we have, I like being able to interact with all the people that we work with and in each of the different countries that we operate in, and obviously a little bit more challenging doing it all through online tools.
What do you imagine moving forward it'll look like?
You know, it's funny. I think the reality is we are in a new normal, right? And I take you can imagine what's going to happen, but really you should just be keeping a pulse on what's happening in the market because you really can't know. I mean, and you really can't even, you know, it's not like the years gone past where you could use the past to predict the future. We're in a different state now and a different sense of normal. So my guess is that we're going to have a lot of more organizations having more flexible working arrangements.
Mm.
We're going to have brands that are doing much more altruistic things for the community and sort of those brands that go over and above to demonstrate how they're supporting the economy and the community are going to be the ones that are kind of the leaders in terms of the experiences they're delivering.
Lisa Khatri, Brand Experience and Research Lead for Qualtrics and APJ. Lisa, thank you so much for spending your time with us and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.